CityBlog.com. We're on the phone here with Franklin County Sheriff Pat Melton. We talked a number of times this past year, and Sheriff, it's been just a year since that $26,000 worth of Pappy Van Winkle's report stolen, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's hard to believe it's been a year already.
Have you had any good bourbon since then?
Too much hard work to enjoy, to get to enjoy life too much.
You've been looking for the stolen bourbon, and obviously not every crime is solved immediately. Probably a lot of crimes take a while to solve, right? I mean, not every crime is solved in a year.
Time is important. Obviously, the first 24 to 48 hours of any investigation is very important in the investigation. Obviously, in this case, trying to identify exactly when it was stolen, when it left, when it was last seen, all those have been challenges that we've had to play catch-up on. Detectives have followed up, you know, we've interviewed over 100 people, followed up on every lead that they've been given, done just a fantastic job. You know, there's two things, knowing what happened and then having to prove that in a court of law. And, you know, those are two very difficult things to do.
Do you think you're closer to knowing who done it? I mean, what can you tell
us? We've got a pretty good idea of what happened based on evidence and interviews and other things that we've got. You know, trying to prove that and prove that in a court of law, you know, being able to prove it's a different story.
Do you think amongst your interviews and investigation, do you think you've talked to the thief? Do you think you may have? Is it possible?
Yes. Yes.
You think you have?
Yes.
So there is a very good chance that if you've talked to the thief, we may be getting closer to eventually wrapping the case and having it brought to trial. It's possible.
We hope so. You know, an investigation sometimes take wild turns, but we feel, you know, the detectives have done a great job. They've worked hard. They've been very diligent and, you know, have all the confidence in the staff back there and in our detective bureau, and they'll continue to keep working. And hopefully we'll be able to call press conference one day and soon and say, hey, we've got this person's been arrested, charged, and indicted for this theft.
Do you think the bourbon has been drank, or do you think it's still in a bottle someplace?
I would say personally, I would say it's gone.
Do you think it's been drank?
Or it's sitting on somebody's shelf.
It's either been sold or consumed.
Okay. Yes.
I just want to let everybody know if they have any leads or tips still. It's an open investigation, and they're welcome to give you guys a call. How do they get a hold of you guys?
Absolutely. Our phone number is 502-875-8743 or 8740. Our text to tip is 502-320-3306. Facebook page is Franklin County Sheriff. You can also message us there for anybody that's listening. Any information that you may have or anything else, we'd definitely be interested in that. And, you know, we've had a lot of good information, a lot of tips, and we follow those.
And that reward money is still out there, $10,000 for whoever if it leads to the arrest.
$10,000 leading to the arrest and prosecution and conviction of the perpetrators.
Well, we wish you the best with the investigation.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.